Harper and Harper Audio present Eli Over Easy by Phil Stamper, performed by Andre Santana. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains the recipes you will hear in this book. To Blake Addison, with all my love. 1. Dad won't stop pacing around my bedroom. I watch him take a few steps toward my bookshelf, then to my small desk, and finally back to the foot of my bed, all while rambling about the importance of keeping the front door locked while he's at work. He repeats this action, silently this time, thank goodness. So I close my eyes and try to squeeze in a few more milliseconds of sleep. It's way too early for this. Mrs. Martinez is right next door, he says, as if we haven't gone over this before. As if I don't know where our literal neighbor lives. She'll come and check on you this afternoon, but if anyone knocks on the door, what do? We get the step stool out and look through the peephole before letting anyone in. I pull the covers over my head in a weak attempt to end the convo. Right. He takes a sharp breath. Just like at the old house. This apartment is nothing like the old house, I think. But I don't dare say it aloud. The move to our tiny Manhattan apartment only took a couple days, but the last 6 months have been a hard adjustment, to say the least. Mom led the charge, though, despite my dad's hesitation, and before I knew it, we were adjusted. But a few months ago, Mom died, which makes us, whatever the opposite of adjusted is, de-adjusted, unadjusted. Falling apart? A piece of broken computer code, full of bugs I can't find. I'm going to be fine, I tell my dad after he takes another lap around my tiny room. I lower my voice to sound a little more confident. I'm 13. He takes a seat at the foot of my bed and pats my leg, staring off in the distance. I just can't believe they're making me go into the office full time now. He sighs. Eli, I'm going to find a new job where we can go back to Minneapolis. Back home. I promise. Until then, just promise you won't leave this apartment. So I know you're safe. I won't unless you hear a fire alarm, he interrupts. Then you find Mrs. Martinez and there's not going to be a fire alarm, I say confidently. It's fine, Dad. Just go to work. He stands again, after a bit of hesitation, and paces another lap around the bed. Get up, he says, exhaustion weighing down his voice. I'll walk you through all the emergency numbers on the fridge. I roll out of bed after a slightly melodramatic sigh and follow him into the main area of our apartment, a teeny tiny space that the living room and the kitchen somehow fit into. Gotta love New York City. A list on the fridge has phone numbers of everything from hospitals to poison control to the superintendent of the building. It also has all the account information for all of Dad's restaurant delivery apps. He walks me through them in excruciating detail. He's been a little bit like this ever since we moved to New York City, but since Mom died, his anxiety has gotten worse. He's hesitant, repetitive, frazzled, uncomfortable. As he grabs his messenger bag and opens the door, I remind myself that it'll get better someday. It has to. Love you, Eli, he finally says. With the kindest smile I can muster in this tired state, I push him into the hallway. Love you too. I shut the door with a sigh. Before I can even turn the deadlock from my end, Dad uses the key to lock it, then checks the knob in case it somehow didn't work.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?